An instructional tape by Donald MacLeod. The Little Spree, Pembroke Society Collection, Book 7, page 197. Before proceeding further, there is one change of note which you should mark. That is in line 2 of the ground and its doubling. A C marked 1, we play B. The ground and its doubling, line 2, C marked 1, play B. There is really only one very short note in the ground and doubling. It occurs near the end of the first phrase. There are two bars to a phrase, and if you look in the ground near the end of the first phrase, you will find E, C, E. Both these E's are long and the C is extremely short, like this. Now to the actual playing of the ground and doubling. Where you see the two notes joined together, use the first note of these two as the word and. Therefore, your first phrase should read, and he abra and ha lo bro, and he abra he awi. And all these ands should be the same length. Listen to it on the chanter, phrase 1. That permeates throughout the ground except for the last half of line 3, which it is better to get by sound. Now here is the ground. Points to watch: the change of note in line 2, the very short C at the end of that particular phrase, and the use of the word and. Did you perhaps notice at the end of each line, before the final grip to B, that low A is well sounded? Now line 3 will bear repeating once more. The doubling of the ground should present no problems. We still have the change of note at 1 in line 2. Apart from that, a little bit faster than the ground and as smoothly as possible. Variation 1, we play as written. You will notice in line 2 that we still have this C marked 1. Only this time we do play the C. The only thing worth mentioning here is that the short notes should not be overcut. They should still be heard. But the weight is on your themal note. Now on to the Turlough variation. In reality, the Turlough variation here is the G, D and E combination of grace notes. You will see that the themal note is now shifted back to what it was in the ground. Sound the themal notes well. Play it as well balanced as possible. Thank you. word here about the playing of the Krunlue. In this tune, we have a Krunlue fuskerj, an open Krunlue. The term is a misnomer, because one must be very careful that the E grace note falls exactly on the low A. One mustn't hear, in the very first movement there, a little low A appearing before the E grace note, something like this. It should sound now. We come to the normal Krunlue movement. We meet it first of all from E in bar 2. One must be very careful here to sound the five grace notes of a normal Krunlue. Now, the first grace note is the closing of the chanter. The second is the D grace note still on low G. The third, the E grace note on low A. The fourth, the F grace note still on low A. And the fifth and last, the final E. I shall play it, the basic movement, very slowly. See if you can count the five grace notes. That is the movement, the basic movement, which is played in any normal Krunlue, as we have in this Krunlue from E and F. Here it is from E, slowly. Can you count those five grace notes after the themal E? The same would apply from F. A good idea is to practice that basic movement. Making sure that the grace notes, the whole five of them, are separate and distinct from each other. You play that movement after any themal note, except, of course, the D, where you change the B grace note for the D, as you would in a turlo. Here, then, is the Krunlue. You will see in most books a further variation, wrongly called a Krunlue Amach. This variation is never played after a Krunlue Fuskerj. The tune ends here at the end of the Krunlue variation. Now, here to give you an idea of the continuity is the ground, doubling, and variation one on the practice chanter. The ground, doubling, variation one of the little spree. Thank you. Black Donald's March, Pembroke Society Collection, Book 3, page 87. You will notice that the ground and variation 1 are written in common time. They should, in fact, be played in 3-4 time. Three beats or pulses to the bar. This is achieved by cutting the grip in each case. Otherwise, it is quite simple and straightforward. Here is the ground and variation 1. In variation 2, where you have a C and low A joined, or a B and low A joined, both these notes are pulses and demand a beat each. The high A, in every case, is short, and the note tied to that high A is long. For instance, in bar 1, the E is long, the C is long, the low A is long. It is played a little bit faster than the ground, and again as smoothly as possible. Now we come to the Lehmlohe, or grip, the Tourlohe, and the Kronlohe. In every case in the singlings, we again have C, B, and low A all long, as in the previous variation. Apart from that, the thing one has to watch is that the movement, the grips, Turlur and Krunlur, are properly played. Here is the singling and doubling of the Lemlur. Did you notice that the doubling was played slightly quicker than the singling? Now, in exactly the same fashion, the Turlur. The Krunlur demands the same timing and, of course, great care in fingering. Thank you. The Krundu Amach, which we find here on B and C. The Krundu Amach is a very smooth movement running through to the final E. Now this final E of the Amach movement should be just as long as any normal female note. Let us first of all take the Amach movement itself. The Amach movement on C. The first half is a grip from C to C with a high G grace note on the first C. The second half is an E and F grace note still on C and the final E. So the first half and the second one. The same for B. But the final E of each of these movements is just as long as any normal female note. Here is the Krundu Amach. The ground and first two variations of Black Donald's March. Thank you. The Macfarlane's Gathering, Pembroke Society Collection, Book 7, page 210. Before proceeding with the tune, let us look at the trill on F, which we find in lines 2 and 3. For demonstration, we will take the first two bars of line 2. Now, after the first double high A, we have a trill on F. From above. So from high A, the drill is sound F, then sound E. Play a high G grace note, still on E, sound the final F. Once more, from high A, sound F, sound E. Play a high G grace note, still on E, raise to the final F. This is it. Slowly. In bar 2, the second note, we find the trill on F from below. In this instance, from E. The same drill will apply to the trill on F from any note below F itself. We are already on E, the first note. We then play an F grace note on E, a high G grace note on E, and raise to the final F. It's like playing a doubling of E, which, as you know, is high G, F grace note. It's like playing that backwards. F grace note, high G grace note. This is it slowly from E. One must hear the two grace notes. The same would apply, for instance, if you were doing it from B. And that first F grace note, which you're going to put in, wants a lot of practice. To get that first F grace note in, you must raise both the E and the F finger, replacing the F finger for the grace note sharply. Apart from these trills on F, the first two lines are quite straightforward. Here they are. You will have noticed by the duration of the last B in the second bar that phrases are of two bars each. Now line 3 begins in exactly the same way as line 2. The final phrase, dwell on the last B of that first turno in the second last bar. Then, as usual, cut the last low A of the first turno in the last bar. Dwell on the B of the turno, the last B of the turno in bar 3. Cut the last low A to show a contrast of the turno in bar 4. Doubling of the ground, quite straightforward. Don't overcut the short notes. Of course, a little quicker than the ground.